On item M, it is a request for action item. This is to address what has been the historic shortfall in the trial court trust fund. So as was mentioned this morning by Director Hishino, while there is over $66 million that's included in the State Budget Act to fill additional shortfall in the trial court trust fund, there remain from the prior year a shortfall of about $22.7 million in revenue. As you may recall, last year, or for this year's budget, you allocated the money one time as a one-time reduction to the trial courts in the hope, it was all of our hopes, that that money would be restored and would be there ongoing, so we would not be facing a $22.7 million ongoing deficit. Unfortunately, at this point, it appears that that is not going to be filled. There was a $66 million that was provided for additional softening in that fund due to revenue, but that $22.7 million at this point appears to be an ongoing loss of revenue. So what's before you today is an action item on how to handle that $22.7 million shortfall that now appears to be permanent. And it is a recommendation that before allocating any new money, the $90.6 million in new money, that that $22.7 million be reduced from that new money prior to allocating it through the funding model. And the reason for that is that, as was mentioned, when you're reallocating the funds, some courts get less than $1 back through a reallocation of new money, and some courts get more than $1 back through reallocation of new money. So the recommendation is being made so that only true new money, fully new money of about $66 million is allocated, which results in a reallocation of that same number. So I'm going to go to, if I may, just jump to a chart for you, which is on page number 3 of your materials of this item. And it outlines the two scenarios that were reviewed by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee. Scenario A is the allocation of the $67.9 million, which means that the funding shortfall is removed prior to the allocation and reallocation. So those columns there show you what is the adjustment in column A under the funding model, the 30% that is being reallocated, followed by the allocation and reallocation of prior year allocations and augments, the allocation of the new $67.9 million, adjustments for the funding floor, and then the total allocation. What the request is today and the recommendation to you is to not approve the final allocations to each court. So this chart, for all of those listening or watching, are not the final numbers. There are still remain some technical adjustments that need to be made before the final budget comes to you next month. Instead, this is just a policy item related to how to handle that $22.7 million funding shortfall. So these are just there to show you the difference between the two models. One on the left shows you if you remove the money, the $22.7 million shortfall before allocating the $90.6 million in new money, then scenario B indicates, nope, allocate $90.6 million of new money, including a reallocation of old money to match, and then subtracting the $22.7 million in column J. So it does result in differences. Courts who have a reallocation ratio of less than one, which means that they are coming down on that line towards an act, they're coming down to an average of 71% funding, they would have less money under scenario B because you're doing a reallocation of funds. Those courts that are on the bottom that are bringing up to 71% would have slightly less money as a result. So what seems to be the most fair and the recommendation of the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee is to adopt scenario A, which is to remove the $22.7 million ongoing shortfall before allocating any new money.
Thank you, Mr. Chatters. Any questions? Observations, motion to move, Judge Tangeman.
I will move approval of the recommendation.
Second by whom? Judge So. I don't see any hands raised for questions, comments.
I just want to clarify.
Yes, please go ahead.
Recommendation A, we're removing the 22.74.
Yes. It's recommendation number one, yes.
Well, excuse me, Chief, I would like a brief clarification.
Sure, of course. Just
pick a court, any court, doesn't matter.
Okay.
And take us through the line and comparing the two.
Okay.
And the result of approach A versus approach B, how much would that court gain or lose?
Certainly. Okay. I am going to make it easy. I'll start with San Diego, which is at the very top on that column. So in scenario A on the far left, I'm going to point you just to column E of scenario A. San Diego would receive a positive allocation.
Page four.
Yeah. Same chart. Positive allocation of $1.376 million additional funding under scenario A. If you move over to scenario B, I'll go to column K. I'm looking at an old version. All right, I'm sorry. I was looking at an old version. Like I said, technical adjustments. So column E, it's $1.4 million. So I apologize. Mm-hmm. If you go over to the right, under scenario B, let's go to column K. Under that scenario, the San Diego Corp will receive an increase of $878,000. And again, that is because for San Diego, their reallocation ratio is under one. So when you reallocate that $22 million of old money, that results in them receiving less than $1 back. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take us through one more.
I'm going to take
how about if you take us through just out of the blue, Shasta?
Shasta. Okay. I was going to grab Kern. But
okay, Kern is fine. Whatever.
Okay, let's do Kern. Okay. So Kern County is on the prior page. About midway down. So for Kern County in column E, they would be receiving under scenario A $4.8 million. If you move over to the right to column K, under the scenario B, they would have received $5.1 million. Too many numbers. $5.1 million. Well, yes, I'm trying to pick one that benefits and one doesn't benefit. So
it's fine.
So I. All right, here we go. Okay, how about Alameda? You want to go to the top? We'll go to the
yes,
top.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, Alameda. Alameda is a wonderful county. Okay, column E. No, you're really going to throw me off here. Okay, column E.
$1,356,000.
Under scenario A.
Under scenario A would be their loss.
Yeah, okay, good.
Column K, again, where there'd be greater amount reallocated, they would have lost $1.825 million. So in this scenario, by going under A, they would gain $468,000.
They would have a smaller loss. Yeah,
yes, smaller loss.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and your approach is scenario A, you feel is the fairer.
Right.
No.
So taking the opposite then down in San Bernardino, going to column E, on scenario A, they would receive $7 million, almost even. If you go to column K, it would have been $7.5 million. So they received slightly less under scenario A because they would have gained more under the model.
Thank you. Rick Feldstein.
I apologize if this was said earlier and I missed it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what everybody needs to understand here is scenario B was last year's approach, and it was largely related to getting a reduction in the filing fee revenue very late in the year. And more or less looking at it, this is kind of a one-time blip, so it's a one-time adjustment, so it's applied after WAFM. Whereas at this point, I think we all realize that it's not a one-time blip, that this is an ongoing reduction and consistent with the decline in filing fees. And so we'll just treat it more in that manner, so it is applied to what is our complete revenue picture, and then WAFM is applied, which may make more sense going forward.
Thank you. Not seeing any further hands raised. All in favor of recommendation number one, which is scenario A, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.